Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Mem Dalet Yerushalmi. Psachim Mem Dalet Yerushalmi, and we are on Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Mem Gimel Amid Beis. We're speaking about the Isser of Dam. The Isser of Dam. We spoke about the Kohanim that used to on Erev Pesach have a very busy day. As Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what you did towards the end of the day? You wanted to make sure that just in case somebody's carbon spilled, all the blood spilled, then none of it got zarak al mizbeach. You should take one cup full, you stick it into the blood that spilled all over the floor of the azara, and then sprinkle that on the mizbeach, next to the mizbeach, somewhere next to the yesod mizbeach that we know on the north or on the west side of the mizbeach. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. And the Rabbanan in the Mishnah don't say anything. The Rabbanan say that you don't need to do that, right? That was the Mishnah that we had on the previous daf, where Rabbi Yehuda says, after they speak about the Hallel, and then they Rabbi Yehuda says that Kosayim Amali Midamat Harovet Zar Kuzrika Achaz Gavayim Mizbeach. And the Chacham did not agree with that. So the question is, what was that Machlokas about? So the Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Maseches Krisus. The Mishnah Krisus talks about the Isser of Achilas Dam, that there is an Isser of eating or drinking, that itself is a question, eating or drinking Dam, and what is Chayef Karis for that? That's why it's in Krisus. Rabbi Yehuda says, which type of dam does this apply to? So if it sure applies to what we call dam hanefesh, the dam, the lifeblood that goes out when an animal is killed. What about the dam tamsis, the blood that comes out afterwards, the squeezed out blood, the draining blood that comes out afterwards? That's machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, you're chayef for that too. The Isser of Achilas dam also applies to dam tamsis in the full way, Isser Karis. And the Chacham say back, they don't include it. They don't include it there in Maseches Krisus. But now Rabbi Yochanan says, here, Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Rabbi Yochanan says that even Rabbi Yehuda does not say that Dam, Tamsis, has the din of Dam for all halachas, for all intents and purposes. No, only for the Isser Karis. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Lo Riba, Osa, Rabbi Yehuda, Eli Karis. He's only included for Karis. But let's say for the mitzvah of Zrikas Hadam, so then maybe it would not be good enough. Right, that's going to be a kasha from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says he picks it up and he sprinkles it. But Rabbi Yochanan says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Isser would only be for Kares and not for Zrikas Hadam. Right, you see the Karbana Eda on the third wider line. Lo'at Riba Osar Rabbi Yehuda L'dam Tamsis T'dam Ma'al Yehu Ela L'chayv Alav Kares Avalola Kapara. Tahainu Zrika. Shenemar ki hadam hu anefesh, but nefesh yechaper. So the dam that's needed for Zrika has to be the kapara blood. Dam sha nefesh yotza ba mechaper. Zhein nefesh yotza ba eina mechaper. So that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. And that's Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbi Yevo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Luriba Osa, Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Lihikaris. Fine. The other blood, it's included. That is Karis. Is it still an Isser? Well, we'll get to that. Let's continue. Taman, Amar B'shem Rabbi Chista, Mastisa, Kane. Look at the following Brisa. Following Brisa also assumes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only for Karis and not for other purposes. Why? Because we have a Brisa that has the conversation relating to the din in our Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda says on the Erev Pesach they used to stick a cup in the blood, mamali midamat harovet and mizorek it. But they said to him, why does that work? Amrulo valo dam tamsisu, blood on the floor, most of the blood what's on the floor, dam tamsis, right? That's the draining blood. There's only a little blood that shoots out at the time that you shech the carbon, and all the rest of the blood on the floor in the azara, which as we know they stuffed it up and therefore it was all over the floor, is tamsis blood. The dam tamsis pasul gabem mizbeach. And they say to Rabbi Yehuda that, and you can't use that. So what use is it to have stick the cup in and sprinkle it? It's pasul al gabi hamizbeach. Question mark. And Rabbi Yehuda does not answer. Rabbi Yehuda does not answer that. So we'll see. Doesn't that mean that he agrees? Doesn't mean that he agrees, and therefore he rejects the idea that you could do the Zrikas Hadam there. Question one. The Od Min Hadah, and also from the following. They had another Machlokas. They are arguing against him. Veruba lo niskaba bakli. And even if it would be Dam HaNefesh on the floor, most of the blood on the floor was not Mikuba bakli. Did not have Zrika and then Kabbalah. Went straight to the floor. Shout out to the floor. And blood straight to the floor without Kabbalah is also puzzle. So, Ruba lonis kabo bakli. Vidam shalonis kabo bakli. Puzzle mi al gabi amizbeach. And dam that was not mukuba bakli is puzzle amizbeach. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't answer that either. So, one second. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda answer those questions? Why does he not feel the need to say, what do you mean it wasn't this Kama Bakli, and it wasn't it wasn't the Dam of the Nefesh? It must be the Gemara assumes that, one more line, the Isla Rabbi Yehuda Dam Evatel Dam. Rabbi Yehuda says Dam Evatel Dam. No, he doesn't. Rabbi Yehuda is the Shita. As we know from Maseches Yuma and elsewhere, Ein Dam Mevatel Dam. Rabbi Yehuda holds Min Bemino Lobatel. And therefore he says Dam is not Mevatel Dam. So the reason we assume in this Brisa that Rabbi Yehuda did not answer their question is because of the issue of Dam Ein Dam Mevatel Dam. Because Rabbi Yehuda say, what do you mean? There's a lot of Dam Tamsis on the floor. But what do you mean? There's also Dam Nefesh on the floor. There's some blood that was, the most of the blood on the floor was not Mekabel Bakli, but there is some that was Mekabel Bakli. So Yehuda would say, when I dip my cup into the floor, I'm getting for that little blood. I'm hopefully that little blood that was not Batel, that's why. But he doesn't relate to the other two factors because Mestama, maybe he agrees with the other two factors. That's the Gemara's question, or a question, that's the Gemara's Raya to Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Again, Rabbi Yochanan said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dam Tamsis is only, has the halacha of full dam only for the Isra of Achilas Dam, but not for the halacha of Zrikas Hadam. So we get the Raya from this Braisa, because the reason the Braisa, the reason Rabbi Yehuda did not answer in the Braisa is because of the halacha, he holds bin bemino lo batel, dam bedam eino batel. We know from the Yom Kippur, dam power, the dam sa'ir. But the other factors, mistama, he agrees to. Shouldn't that, isn't that how we should understand the Braisa? And the Gemara answers, who says, Gemara says, who's that says that's such a raya? Maybe not, maybe he doesn't answer because he rejects the question, not only because of bittul, but because of the yesod of the din. Says the Gemara, Kaba delesle hada vu makabel minhon, kein lesle hacha vu makabel minhon. Right? Who says that he agrees? Look at the last carbon aid on the page. Kama delesle hada chayashiva shir is batal dam. Right, just like he doesn't answer beferish the dam mevatel dam halacha, ein dam mevatel dam. So he doesn't say right. He doesn't answer that because he's just quiet. He's just quiet. So he's quiet of the other factor too. Kain lesle nami the dam tamsis pasul megabei amizbeach. Yafiluach yilochash lo heishiv lahem. Maybe old dam tamsis is kashul megabei amizbeach. Who says that he says pasul megabei amizbeach? So the Braisa is not explicitly a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. He didn't say a word. So what? Shtika kohoda. That's what we always say. No, we know one of the factors. He for sure does not say shtika kohoda. He didn't answer about the bitul hadam for the second point that dam niskabel bakli. Fine, he agrees to that. That dam that wasn't niskabel bakli is pasul. But he doesn't answer. He doesn't say ein dam avatul dam for the second point. So maybe he doesn't say the dam tamsis argument in the first case. But really, he does. Really, he does argue. Important discussions. The let's just finish first, and then we'll talk more about dam. Rabbi Yosi bar Bumashim Rav Chizda Masnisa Amrakein. The Brisa, the following Brisa supports. The limitation of Rabbi Yehuda. Dam Tamsis is only legabe Isser and not regarding the Zrika. From the following Brisa, this is only part of a Brisa that we quote. Ainli Ela Dam Hanefesh Bimukdashin Davar Shuroy La Kapara. I only know that the Isra of Dam applies. The Isra of Achilas Dam with Karis only applies to Dam HaNefesh by Kudshim Davar Shuroy La Kapara. We'll get back to that line. Minayin Dam HaNefesh B'chulin V'dam Tamsis Bein Chulin Bein Mukdashim. Had you know the Isra of Achilas Dam, I would have thought the Havamina, the Isra of Achilas Dam is only by Karbanos, Dam of Karbanos. Maybe the Isra of Achilas Dam by Chulin and Dam Tamsis, even by Mukdashim, is not included. I think it's not included. Tamalomar, skip a word, V'chol Dam. So V'chol Dam includes even Dam Tamsis of Chulin and Kachim. So who is the author of this Braisa? So this includes Dam Tamsis. So it must be Rabbi Yehuda. Must be Rabbi Yehuda is the author of this Braisa. And yet, in the first line of the Braisa, what does it say? I only know Dam HaNefesh B'mukdashim, Davar Shuroy LaKapara. So you see from there that Dam HaNefesh B'mukdashim, that what's royal kapara zrika dam hanefesh. So you see that the only dam that's royal for zrika is the dam hanefesh. Therefore, you see Rabbi Yehuda assuming that this brisa is Rabbi Yehuda, because we know from the second line of the brisa it's Rabbi Yehuda because he includes even dam tamsis. So the first line of the brisa, which limits the zrika's hadam to dam hanefesh, that must be Rabbi Yehuda
as well. Kshu Eitzel, and then the Gemara just ends off by saying, Kshu Eitzel Nefesh, who maskir kapara, aval tamsis in a maskir kapara. How do you know the difference in the psukim? Because when it comes to dam hanefesh, right, that's put next to kapara, which is the zirika. But by dam tamsis, by the iser of regular dam, it doesn't say nefesh. Aval tamsis eino maskir kapara. That's not said. Look at the carbon eta right across from where we are. Stamad the shas, befarish time at Rabbi Yehuda. This is now the anonymous author of shas. To post al adam tamsis, right, that pasul dam tamsis for zirika. Mishum de mikol makom, shehu mazkir, bakasuv, kapara, maskir dam hanefesh. Because whenever it mentions kapara for the zirika, right, the zirika is adam, so it mentions dam hanefesh, shvamino da asilamute dam tamsis, avishachayavadav kares, pasul miagabe hamizbeach. Good. So there might be some others that what the Gemara here says that Dam Tamsis is excluded from, according to the not Rabbi Yehuda, as a machlokas tanaim, whether Dam Tamsis is included in the Isser Achila with the full Isser Karis. There are some levels of Dam that are also Da'araisa, but are not Karis. Right? The Gemara talks about that elsewhere. It's one of the examples that the Minchas Asher gives regarding different levels within the same Isser or Mitzvah Da'araisa, what the Rambam calls Nigrarin. Nigrarin. Sometimes you could have, he has a beautiful article where he talks about 18 levels of Limud Halacha, right, where he talks about Mefurish Bikra, number one, that's the highest level, something that's learned out from Adrashas Chazal, number two, Alachal Moshe B'Sinai is number three, Svara is number four, Divrei Kabbalah is number five. I'm just looking at the table of contents now. Asmachta is number six. Next one, Nimsar Hadar L'Chachamim, all ways of drashas. And then there's one, Nigrar Achar HaMitzvah. Nigrar Achar HaMitzvah. That's the Rambam's Lashon, but that the principle is that sometimes you could have an Iker part of the Mitzvah or Avera, and you could have a Tufel part of the Mitzvah or the Avera. Right? The one that he likes to quote is Achilas Kachim. Achilas Kachim, the Rambam in Perek Yud, of Maaser Karbanos talks about the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim, and there he says pretty clearly, he says Achilas Achatas Veha Asha Mitzvah Saseh Shenem Rav Yachlu Osam Asher Kupar Bohem Hakoanim Ochlim Ubayelu Miskaprim Vuadim Lashar Kachim. Then he said that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Achilas Chatas Va'asham. And then he says Vuadim Lashar Kachim Sheochlan Hakoanim Shachilas and Mitzvah. Clearly a second level. And it's true for other kachim also. But and he says it also in Mitzvah Peites, and Mitzvah Saseh, it's also pretty clear. Mitzvah Zum Yuchedes Bezichre Kehuna, Vein Nashim, this Achayavispa, Ki Kachshe HaKachim, Sheba Bahem Zeh HaKasuv Lo Tuchlena, Osam HaNashim, Amshar Kachim, Klomar Kachim Kalim, Hanei Heim Ye Ochlo Sheyam HaVayla Echad, V'yachilasam Gam Kein Hi Nigreres Achar HaMitzvah, V'chein Gam Kein Truma, Hine achilasa nigreres achar hamitzvah. Truma, aval ein achilas kachin kalim, but truma kemo achilas basar chathas va'asham. Shachilas habasar azem and achathas va'asham, but tushlam kaparas hamiskaper. Right, if it's part of the kapar, that's the ikr part of the mitzvah of achila. But the eating of the truma, the eating of kachin kalim even, that is nigrar. So he has that by mitzvah zaseh, mitzvah lo zaseh, he has that by bal tashchis, and he has that by Dam, yeah, that's another one. But yeah, other levels of Lima too. Ratzana Torah, Divrei Sofrim, Xeris and Takanos, different levels. Okay, so Dam is also on that list because there is some Dam that is full Isser Achilas Dam with Kares and some not. We continue. The Mishnah says, Ketzad Tolin Umafshitin. So now next part of the Avodah. So how do you have to skin the animal, Karban Pesach, in order to get to the insides to burn the innards and to eat the meat. So there were hooks. There were metal hooks that were kavua in the walls. Uba amudim, and the pillars that were on the north side of the mizbeach, where the shechita took place with those rings. Shebohen tolin mafshita, but they had the hooks there where they used to hang the animals in order to be mafshit. Kol mi she'ein lo makom, but the problem is Erev Pesach was very busy, so maybe you didn't have a hook. So what do? You didn't have a hook to hang it on. Kol mi she'ein lo makom litlos maklos dakim chalakim hayisham. They were like rods. Rods that were there, thin rods, and what do? Meniach haktefa v'aketav chaver. You take the rod, put one on your shoulder and one on your friend's shoulder, the other side. V'tolam afshin and hang it from there. Right, you improvise. Reb Eliezer Omer, but you can't do that on Erev Shabbos. Arba on Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos, those are muksa. We'll see when they're muksa. What kind of muksa?
You
put arms on each other's shoulders and then hang the animal from there. Vatolo mafshit. Right, that's what you do because you can't use the rods, the little poles, in order to hang the animal on. What are we talking about? Why is that muksa? Why are those rods muksa?
Reb Zi'i Reb Shem Reb Elazar Kanim Umaklos Kodem Lataras Hakelim Nishnu.
This Mishnah about the Maklos and the Mishnah in Menachos and Daf Sadi Vav about the Kanim. What are the Kanim? They used to, as we know, the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash had 12 loaves, two piles of six and six, and during the week they had these rods in between them to leave space so that they don't crush each other, and there's air so it stays fresh, even though the whole thing was a nace, that it stayed fresh, but the ain't some chanel anace. But when you took out the breads and you put in the breads, you put in and took out the pegs that were on with it, but you're not allowed to remove or take out the pegs on Shabbos. Right, they were muksa. So before Shabbos, they used to take out the pegs and just have them, the shulchan, the put them lying on each other. And then on Shabbos also, when you switched it and you put the pegs back in on after Shabbos. But you weren't allowed to put the pegs in and out. So says Rabbi Elazar, that Mishnah, to say that those pegs in the shulchan, and our Mishnah, to say that the maklos of the Gar Pesach, those both, the way the Mishnah says that it's usser, kodon adaras kelim nishto, that was at an earlier time when we said even klisha malachto leheters were Aser Midrabanan because of Muksa. But nowadays they wouldn't be Aser. What is this talking about? So if you remember the Gzeira of Tiltul Kalim, we discussed a lot, much in Mesechah Shabbos, that there was something called Muksa. We know Muksa was many types of Muksas of items that were not designated before Shabbos, that were off limits, you're not allowed to move on Shabbos. Right? And that's Muksa Machbas Gufo and Muksa Machbas Chesron and Kis, many different levels. But then there was what we also call Muksa in a general sense, but it's really a Gzeira, the Gzeira of Tiltul Kalim. We had it also in short in the Yerushalmi. I'm reading it for the Bavli, Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. There were different levels, because the Nehemiah saw, and the Rabbanan saw earlier that people were not being makpid about Shabbos, so they made some Gzeiras, which little by little, first they ossered everything. They ossered you can't move Kalim, even Kedish Shema Adol Heters. And then, little by little, they matured, until eventually they have what we hold, Bizban Azeh, that a Klisha Malachta Leheter, you're allowed to move for whatever you want, for whatever reason you want. Meaning even Mechama Letzel. Even from the sun to the shade, which is the phrase used by Chazal to mean Letzorach, the goof of the item. You want to save the item, you know, your Klisha Malachta Leheter is outside, so you don't want it to be stolen, so you can bring it inside. That's mutter. But then what's left is Klisha Malachta Leisser, you have a scissors, you have a pen, you have something that's usually used for an isser, so that is mutter l'tzorach gufa l'tzorach bakomo, but not mechama l'sel. That was the last stage of the gzera. But the our Gemara says that when were these mishnayos said? It was said at the time beforehand when it was already when it was still usser, right? And that's what the Gemara says there. Also, the kufchav gimel amabez in Shabbos, Amr Rabbi Chanina, b'yemei Nechemiah ben Chikliya, nishtes Mishnah zu, in the times of Nechemiah ben Chikliya, Amr Rabbi Elazar, kanin, umaklos, v'gistera, umeducha, there's four, kodem ataras kekelem nishnu. So our Gemara only mentions two. But it says there, kanim ditnan, lo sidr, kanim lona tilas, and dochan azah Shabbos. Maklos ditnan, the second one there, maklos dakin chalakim, ha yishamanicha, agab ksev al kezach chavero, v'tolo mafshit, right, they didn't use it, the maklin on Erev Pesach Shachalios Bishabbos. That's what the Gemara says there in Shabbos Kufchav Gimel in the Bavli, and here in the Yerushalmi, that was at an earlier time, but nowadays it would be allowed. Right, the Rishonim discuss isn't Yerushalayim. Well, we'll get to soon another din. Okay, let's get to you. Says the Mishnah Karu Halacha Yud Karu Vahotzias Emurim. So what they do? They tore out the Emurim, the innards. Nasta b'magas v'tir makabem mizbeach. They put it into a bowl and they were makdir it. They burn the fats. Right, haktaras emurin al gabeh mizbeach. Right, the Gemara says, and the Gemara Yevamis brings this as an example. Also, I think we mentioned this recently, that even though technically you could do the haktara after Shabbos, but this mitzvah chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. This is the ikar time of doing it, and therefore, even though you could do it afterwards, the power of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita allows you to do it even on Shabbos. This was okay. We mentioned a couple of days ago that the four principles that are spoken about chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, mitzvah b'liyat chatach b'sena, shi mitzvah al mashinon, and Zvizim Makdim L'mitzvahs. So this is where the Gemara says Chayim Mitzvah B'Shaita. Yatzak HaRishona. So we mentioned in the Mishnah previously that there were three groups of B'nai Yisrael. They were split up at least into three, with a certain amount of people at each one. We said everybody tried to get into the first two, because the third one was called the Katat Slonim. Yatzak HaRishona V'yashala B'Har HaBayis. So the first group comes and sits on in Har HaBayis. I mean, it goes out of the Azara, and outside of the Azara there's the Ezras Nashim, and outside the Ezras Nashim there's a little area fenced in by the Soreg, and that's the Chael, and then outside of that is Har HaBayis. So the first group, which must have been the largest group, goes out, and when it's Shabbos, you can't carry your Korban Pesach back to your hotel, right, or to your apartment, so you have to wait till after Shabbos. You eat it, then after Shabbos you go. So the first one went out and sat in Har HaBayis. Shnia Bechel, the second one went out a little bit less. They sat in the Chael, that area outside the Azara, in front of the Soreg. And Shlishis, Bimkoma. And the third one just stayed in the Azara until after Shabbos. Chashecha, once it got dark, Yotzev Solos B'Schein. When it got dark, they went out and they roasted their karbanos, their Korban Pesachs, and they ate their Korban Pesachs, afterwards. Ksiv says the, Pasuk, how do you know the Mishnah said that you do Zrika Sadam. If you look at the order of our Perek, they did the Zrika, that the whole line of Kohanim, back and forth, those two lines, one of gold, one of silver, they did the Zrika before the Hefshed and Nituach. Because the Hefshed and the Nituach and the Haktorah was just in our Mishnah here today, when they did the Hefshed. So it seems like they did the Zrika first. So where it says, yeah, Ksiv, Vihiza Mimenu, Vidarshin, Mikulo. Right, Vidarshin from the Vihiza Mimenu, Mimenu from it, from the whole animal. From the whole animal, and that's how you know that it was they did the Zrika first. Amar Rabbi Avuna Ubilvad Mizevach Shalem. And that's also the drasha. They talk about this drasha, but that's the pashup shot. Mizevach Shalem. Ksiv Hiktiro So Hiktiro Hiktiram. There are three psukim. The Hiktiro Oso. You should burn it. The Hiktiro It. The Hiktiram. Them. So talking all about the emurins of Karbanos. Matam alam evikti roso was the first one. Oso ha-kashav lo-apostle. Oso means it only be maktir a kosher animals emurim. Not apostle animals emurim. Vikti roso yarev ha-chalavim ha-chalavim. And don't mix up. Don't put them all together and burn them together. Viktiram kulon ka-achas. And the next viktiram plural. Burn them all together. So the Gemara says, how does drasha number two or three work? Hachat amar vihiktiro. Hachat amar ma viktir shlo yarev ha-chalavim ha-chalavim. Hachat amar viktir kulon ka-achas. Which one is it? Amar Rabbi La, kan b'magas, kan v'agabi ha-mizbeach. When it's in the bowl and you're mixing, you have to keep them separately. Once you throw it on the mizbeach, of course it's going to come together. So the mizbeach, it all comes together. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah said that the outer people, the first group that goes out, sits on Har HaBayis. And the next one goes into the chel, and the third one stays where it is. So we're guessing that the word of Yoshvin, right, where's the Yashvala, is that also going on the ones that stayed? And then you'd have a problem. They were Yoshev. Is it true that the groups, you're not allowed to sit in the Azara, except that you're from Malchus Beis David? Even Malchus Beis David couldn't sit in the Azara. So what's the Mishnah talking about? That the group sat? The Gemara says, no. First answer, they didn't sit, they leaned. They leaned. When it's, they didn't sit the whole way. It says the Gemara, "Boy, of Haksiv, Vayavo Melech David, Vayashav Lufri Hashem, Vayeshav Lufri Hashem." It says that David Melech sat. So you see, right, Kasha on the Reish Lakish, is that even David Melech didn't sit. Amar Rabbi Ivo Barnagri, Yishav Atzmo Litvila. Doesn't mean he sat. He readied himself to David. Right, Yishav Atzmo Litvila. Like we know, before davening, you have to get yourself ready and get yourself into the zone for kavana. And the chachamim or the chassidim rishonim or sha'achas kod matfilim is pal and all the different types of kavana that we know the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Tzadi Aleph, right? Tzadi Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. She yezar masnav v'yachas erosho. Get your clothing ready, get your mind ready, get everything ready for you to have proper kavana before you daven. That's what David HaMelech did. Doesn't mean he's sad. Yishiv Asmol Tfil, he readied himself. Says, fine. Says the Gemara, I guess here is the Diyak. Yotza Kad Rishon of Yashla Bahar Abayah. Shnia Bechel Vashlish is Mekoma. Aye, doesn't that mean that they sat? So Rav Nachman Bar, doesn't it mean that even the inner group sat? And the Gemara answers no. Rabbi Nachman, B'Shem Rabbi Mona, Madasinan Misni, V'Yashva Bimkoma, who says that the inner one sat in their place. It stood in their place. The outer one went out and sat in the Arabayas. That was okay. But the inner one stood in their place. Period. There is a huge topic, which we don't really have so much time for. We'll see later on if there is, about the source of the Isra of the Ein Yeshiva Bazara El Machat Pizav Bavad. There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin that many Yachronim talk about. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And oh, there's a Beersheva there in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Aleph, has many kashas on Rashi. But what? It's Daraisa. I understand how it could be Daraisa. I understand how it could be Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. If the, there are, you know, it's not, where's the Beersheva? Let me just find it. Here it is. The Beersheva, Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph here. Because Rashi says, Chada, she efshar b'shum panim lo mitkein Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Chada, because it says, in the Yerushalmi, that there is a, it's from Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya Shana came betosefta shalo. V'misa lo hayatola gemara, v'bavli, Yerushalmi, din zeber de Yerushia. V'od, and also it wouldn't quote a pasuk. Because as the Rambam says, lach moshe b'sinai have no remez in the Torah. Not even in asmachta, remez in the Torah. And also, there wouldn't be an argument about it. So it must be a din derabanan. Again, even Rashi seems to say maybe it's a din derabanan somewhere else. Again, that's a big discussion. Tosfos in Yuma Daf Chafei says that no matter what it is, the Kohanim sit when they eat the karbanos, right? The kachay kachim, which they have to eat in the azara, and that must be because of that's part of the avoda too. Eilu dvarim b'pes al docha as a Shabbos. The following activities are docha Shabbos. Shchita, where we know korban docha Shabbos, but only the things that you have to do on Shabbos. Shchita of zrikas damo umichui kravav, the cleaning of the innards, the extracting of the innards, the hector chalavim and the burning of the chalavim. Avot tzliyaso v'adachas kravav ein adochin, but the roasting it and the washing of the innards can be done after Shabbos. Here kivo v'hava aso, the carrying it, which could have been done before Shabbos, chutz l'tchum, v'chatichas yabato, cutting off any warts that make it a momen adoche, that's not doche, because those are machshirin that should have been done before Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer doche, Rabbi Eliezer says, as he says elsewhere, even machshire pesach adoche Shabbos, and therefore, that's the machshire pesach also. Eilu, Rabbi Pesach v'chulu, zu halacha is nelma, means zikne b'seira, this halacha of what's doche, whether Kar Pesach is doche, was nelma, was not known by the zikne b'seira. Famous story. Pamachas chalar ba'as aliyas b'Shabbos. One time, it was Erev Pesach on Shabbos. It sounds like this took place on Erev Pesach on Shabbos in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. V'lo ha'yod Pesach as a Shabbos in Lav. And all of Klai Yisrael were there, and they didn't know whether Pesach is Docha Shabbos or not. Amru yesh kan bavli echad ve'hilal shmo. So they said to the B'nai B'Seira, who were the leaders of the time, there's a man named Hillel, who came from Babylonia, and he was Mishami, Shishim Mishmaim Avtalion, v'yodeh and Pesach Docha Shabbos in Lav. He knows. Maybe he'll have hope. Maybe he'll have a hope. What do you mean, maybe? Why just the maybe? So the Gemara says in the Bavli, the Karbaneda quotes it, they weren't so confident about the Babylonians. They weren't so confident about Babylonians. So said, maybe we'll ask him. Shalchu v'Karlos, they called him. Amrlo, Shamad mi amecha, k'shachal ar basa liyas b'Shabbos, edocha the Shabbos, and lam, no, did you ever hear that halacha? When everything about the Shabbos is a docha? Amr lahen, v'chiyen lanu ala pesach el chad belva docha as a Shabbos b'chol Hashanah. Was the first time this ever happened? And also, every year, do we only have one Pesach that's Docha Shabbos? It doesn't only mean one. V'alo kama Pesachim yitchu as a Shabbos b'chol Hashanah. Every year, there are plenty of Karban Pesach that are Docha Shabbos. What does he mean by that? We'll see. What he means by that is other Karbanis mechuyav shekabal hazman that are mechukrav on Shabbos. Is Tani Tani Mea, is Tani Tani Masayim, is Tani Tani Shlosh Beos. Some say what he really said is we have 100, 200, 300. So what did he mean by that? What's he saying to them? Manda Amar Mea Tmidin. If according to the version, he says 100, he's from the carbon tumid. We have 100 carbon tumids throughout the year, right? Two every Shabbos. So that's 100 carbonos, right? About 52 Shabbosim. So those are doches. So Karban Pesach also. It's the same thing. Manda Amar Matayim, the one who says that he said 200 Tmidin Umusfe Shabbosos. Really was Tmidim and the Musafs, because there are two Musafs every Shabbos. So add on to the 100, 200, right? So 200 altogether. So the one, according to the one that says 200, he meant the Tmidim and Musafin. Mand Amar Shalosh Beos, Tmidim and Musafi Shabbos, Shal Shem and Tov, Vishal Rosh HaChadosh, Vishal Moados. The Shabbos, the Yantavs, he said 300. So what was he saying? He was saying that Karban Pesach is Doche, because it's just like the Karban Tumid, it's just like Karban is Musafin. So what do you, what's your Shiloh? Of course it's Doche. Amrulos, they said, Kfar Amarno, Sheish Mimcha Tocheles. Question is this a statement? Is this a question? So we'll learn it as a question, which we'll go into tomorrow's daf. And that is, really? What's your makar? So what's his makar? That you might say, Pukhazi Mayama Dabar. Right, look what everybody does. But But says the Gemara is going to say that he's going to prove it with a limud. We'll see by the Shema tomorrow's daf what happens in the end, that the Bnei Beseira, you know, give up their hanhaga because they realize Hillel knows more. And the Meiri says, Kolon shedismana managal atzibur, ro'i lo, shi mishtado b'chol kolcho lahanhig karo'i lahanhaga mesurilo. Be the best leader you could be. And if you're the leader and appointed, you should be a shalem ubaki b'cholin yane hora'a. V'imakir ba'atzmo, sheino roi lakach. And if you recognize that you're not the best suited for this position, shevach ulo shlo yizbayish lahaniach es kitro l'masro l'misha roi lo. Wow. And that's what happens here with the B'nai B'seira. So I'll have to talk more about the story, B'el Hashem, in the next daf.